This is, I don't even know how to say what I want to say. I can say it, but if you say it, it's so contrary to what you want to think. So let me just say it and then explain it. As soon as I say it, don't cut it off until you hear how or why or how it's even possible. So once you hit source code, you already know what everybody's thinking at different levels. So once you hit source code, you could say, I already know what you're thinking at whatever level you're on. And you might say, that's impossible. What are you talking about? Once you hit source code knowledge, you realize there's two paths. There's a path of following after Jesus, and there's a path following after Christ, and then there's another path following the Antichrist. There's only two paths. One is a birthing process upward, moment by moment, a new state of mind, moment by moment. The other is a spiral downward to hell and isolation and separation from God. The path of Christ is union with God through Christ. The path of the devil, the path of the Antichrist to hell, is separation from God, isolation. And this is why they want to put the mask on and isolate you, because as you approach the mind of Christ, you understand that the communion and communication brings all the parts together as iron sharpens iron, and they start to think alike because they start to think like Jesus. Because they hit source code. But the Tower of Babel, which is the opposite, they want to get back to source through the energy of the flesh, but it's not going to happen. The harder they try, the worse it gets. In other words, the energy of the flesh is nothing but flesh, and it will lead to destruction. The energy of the spirit leads to life and peace, because the flesh is under law. So the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So the energy of the flesh brings death. The energy of the spirit brings life. So the harder they try through their AI program, their computers, their machine man, their movies, their worldly wisdom, their CERN, their metamaterials, or whatever they're trying to do, whatever technology that's in the energy of the flesh they're trying to do, what is the matter with everything? Matter. Now God created heaven and earth, right? But the earth is a piece cut off. God is a spirit. Matter, material realm, is a piece cut off. Just like Eve is a piece cut off. And she's cut back in. She takes on the name of Adam. Adam and Eve. But they were called Adam. So matter, the creation, is a piece cut off. And it's being delivered back up to God. And so there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. No more sea, no more waves, no more drama, no more Draco. What is source code? Well, source code is S-O-U-R-C-E. S is it bringing all the parts. Our. O-U-R is our. Bringing all the parts. Us, our, back to CE. CE is walking in the spirit. To bringing everything back to source, which is spirit walk. What is the spirit walk? Love and truth. Love and truth. Love and truth. C is agape. E is spirit. So what is the source code? To understand it's not of works, lest any man should boast. It's faith. It's not a law. It's not a rule. It's faith, and it's a renewing. It's to renew your mind. Not because you have to, but because you want to. Because you know the old way of thinking is death and misery. But the new way of thinking is life and peace. Eternal life and peace. You don't give because you receive. You give because you want to give. But when you give, you will receive. You can't outgive God. You can't outgive the universe. You can't outgive. And you don't want to you don't want to be a hoarder where everything just comes into you and stops there. You want it to flow through you. The flow. And you want to cut out the flesh mind. You want to cut out the old ways of thinking. And you want to turn over the truth in your mind so that you develop and you birth in the new creature. So moment by moment, every day, you're cutting out the flesh. You're turning over the truth. You're birthing in the new creature, the new identity. Union back with God from glory to glory, and you're in the flow. Cut, turn, union, flow. So you cut out the old stuff that's not useful anymore. It's just like getting rid of junk out of your house. You get rid of it. If it no longer serves you, cut it out. And you turn over in your mind. Then you step into the new identity, the new phase, the new step, or whatever you want to call it. And then you're getting closer to God, the mind of Christ. And as you meditate on the truth, you start to get in the flow more. More and more in the flow. And the more you do it, the more you grow. Everything in front of you is just a repeat. Same chair. It's a different chair, but it's just got four legs. It might have four wheels, five wheels. It's just a chair. It's a house. It's a street. It's a tree. It's the same stuff. It's the same Coca-Cola can. Same ink pen every day. So what's new? If everything out in front of you is the same stuff every day, what's new? The inside, the new man, the new way of thinking, the new creature. You start to get a different outlook. Nothing outside changed, but your outlook changes. So how can things look different on the outside, but they're still the same? Because your outlook changed. From the inside out, you looked out and you see things with a new perspective. Why? Nothing outside changed. You changed. The outside stuff's still the same, but you have a new perspective. And so everything outside changes because your inner man changed. Has nothing to do with the outside. It has to do with the inside changing. And the outside looks different. Even though it looks the same, it looks different to you. But it looks the same to most people. So you can actually know what somebody else is thinking because you've already been the path. If somebody's in bitterness, you know they're in bitterness by their words. If somebody's in forgiveness, you know they're in unforgiveness. If somebody doesn't understand walking in the Spirit, you know they're still under law. They're still under guilt, shame, and condemnation. And they're still struggling. But once they understand walking in the Spirit, then it's kind of like calculus or moving from algebra to calculus or learning to program or even learning to trade, learning a trade, you know, electrician, plumber, whatever. Or it could, you know, somebody who works in an office and they've been working in that office for 5 years, they've learned everything about the job. And then somebody new comes in, they already know what that person's thinking and the process that they have to go through to get to full knowledge of that job, that career, you know, same thing. So Jesus is the way, so you're walking the way. As you're walking the way, you're learning about the different books of the Bible, how to study, how to think, and you're trying to birth in understanding, walking in the Spirit, and that's a hard struggle to move from a legalistic law mindset into the Spirit walk. That's hard to grasp. It's a struggle. It's a birthing. You have to really pray and ask God to move from a mindset of keeping rules to be spiritual, to move from a mind to a mindset of just being in Christ, and that you are, the rule is in you. It's not some outward rule, it's in you. To move from that understanding, that's a big leap. And so those who've already stepped over to that understanding, that they look back and they already know what the other person's thinking, they're trying to put them under law. And somebody who's insecure is because they don't have their identity in Christ. Somebody who's thinking a certain way, they haven't moved to the next step, the next identity step, the next position step, the next stance. They're still stuck in that old way of thinking. And so somebody who's hit source code, which all saved people, if you're born again and you've read your Bible and you're pretty much at source code, you don't know it a lot of times, but you are. You already have the truth. That's why there's a verse in the Bible that says, when the congregation's getting together and the preacher's preaching and the unsaved come in, they get convicted of sin. And they think the preacher's just preaching. He's talking to me. He's talking to me. It's the Holy Spirit talking to that. See, the Holy Spirit, no matter where you're at, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, is going to pinpoint. So the Holy Spirit and the Word of God is source code, right? So wherever you're at, away from the source code, that's the very thing that you're going to be convicted of, because it's a Turing machine. It's a turning machine. It's like a DVD pulling you back to source. God is trying to fish and pull you back to source. So the Holy Spirit is the truth, and it's the same truth, but where you're at in that process, that walk, that's what you're going to be convicted of. If you haven't graduated to the next level, that's where you're at. That's why when somebody says, well, this is my favorite verse, or when somebody's, you can talk to somebody and they'll quote a verse, you know, judge not lest you be judged, or something. You haven't even said anything. You're just talking. You say, well, don't judge me. You just say, I'm a Bible believer. Well, don't judge me. You didn't judge them. You just said you're a Bible believer. You weren't judging them. But they have, you know what they're thinking, because you've already been through the process from being lost to saved to growth. They think that you're judging them, but you haven't even said anything about judging. So really what that tells you, they're under conviction of sin by God, that they know they're doing wrong. And they want to justify it. They're trying to justify their wrong. It doesn't matter where you're at. Once you hit source, that you know it's faith alone and Jesus alone, that it's not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not rule-based living. It's a new creature, and it's truth, and it's agape. Once you hit that source code of grace and truth, then you already know where people are on the path. If they're still living in the past, if you already know why. They're hanging on to something. If they're still living in the past, they're hanging on to some kind of grudge, or they're not happy with their lot in life. Their lot in life. Lot's wife looked back and she was turned to a pillar of salt. She didn't want to leave. So God called Abraham out of the Ur of the Chaldees. So that was over in Iran or Iraq area. And called him out of, that was Babylon. So God called Abraham out of the Ur of the Chaldees, which is Babylon. And so that's what God is doing to every saved person, calling you out of Babylon. And he will scourge every son he receives, and he will pull you like a backsliding heifer. And if you keep resisting, he just keeps putting the pressure on. And so a lot of people are still trying to get their identity in the earth plane. And it's just not going to work if you're saved. You know, the reason the perfectionist and the worldling gets, they want everything to look good on the outside, is because they get their identity down here. Their car, their house, their job, their looks, whatever it is. They get their identity in something down here. You see? But when your identity's above, the material plane, you need it to survive, but it's just like just a joke almost. It's like it just gets old, to be honest with you. You played the game 1,000 times. You've played the game 1,000, 1,000,000 times, it seems like. It's like, how many more days of playing this game? Have you ever noticed you take one or two steps forward and you get knocked back one or two or three steps, and you have to, every time you step and move to that next level, you get knocked back down. You're trying to change some patterns or something, and you get knocked back, and you have to do it again. So the reason why is you sowed these patterns in time. Time is just a repeat. So you've sown these patterns for such a long time that when you try to create that new pattern, there's been a lifelong pattern that you've sown, and to move to the next level or the next pattern, it's a struggle, because it's a birthing process. It might be something, let's say somebody uses a bunch of curse words and they're trying to stop cursing. They've sown a pattern of cursing so long, they just don't know how to stop. And every time they say, I'm not going to curse anymore, they end up cursing more. Well, I didn't curse for 4 hours, and then they started cursing. I'm just using something silly. But my point is, that's what the pattern that they sowed is such a deep-seated pattern that to escape it, they've got to really do some fasting and prayer and figure out why they sowed that pattern. Why were you lazy? Why did you start cursing? Why did you start smoking? You got to go back to the reason why. If you really want to destroy that pattern, go back to why you created it and destroy it. Instead of being an AI program, control that pattern. When the pattern kicks in, whether it's a thought pattern or whatever, when that pattern kicks in, take that thought and bring it into captivity. Don't let the thought control you, but control your thought. That's the secret right there.